Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley. The perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Gunners and Alley and OMC. That's...
How bizarre.
Thank you.
Sorry, it took me a while. I was like, what do you want? It's too early.
David Bowie's China Girl before that, around about 11, nearly 12 past 6. Morning, Ali.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, my last Friday for a few weeks because I am off on holiday. I will be coming in Sunday to the afternoon shift, but for Fridays, this is my last one for a while.
Oh.
I know.
This is the last one this year.
Yeah, it is.
This decade.
This decade, man.
Wow.
So cool. Of course, Louise will be joining you next week for the next couple of weeks, so that's nice. You won't be left alone.
Tell everyone what you did with the coffee I made you.
I spilt it all over the desk. Luckily, my laptop is up on a laptop stand. But yeah, and then it took me about 15 minutes to clean it up, and it was so sad. It was like...
It's okay, there's plenty more where that came from.
The first morning coffee of the day is always the best, and then I spilt it. Oh, I don't deserve any more.
Poor Ali.
By the way, five sleeps until Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, Gunners, today I'm heading down to Harvey Norman Mandurah for the great Christmas bake-off.
Yes.
Well, the taste-off now. I get to taste three different dishes.
You're the judge.
I am. Yum, can't wait. I'll bring you some back, like I said.
Now, I think she bribed the promotions girl to score the judging role for the Wave's first ever Great Christmas Bake Off. Ali's at Harvey Norman, and you've already done the testing, Ali.
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. The cakes and the desserts are just outstanding, just in presentation. So we've already had a sample. Hayley and I'm joined by Hayley, the franchisee from Harvey Norman Mandurah in the electrical department. And we have sampled the amazing Choc Strawberry Delight, which is actually made from avocado and cashew as well. It is a beautiful kind of creamy dish with some beautiful white chocolate and edible flowers, which tasted quite nice. Nicole whipped up that amazing treat. The lemon meringue cupcakes from Rebecca, which she's been cooking since 5 a.m. They were nice and fresh and a beautiful burst of the lemon meringue curd inside. Yep. And then the one that you want to try, we've saved you a salted caramel cupcake from Rochelle. So
we can't guarantee that it'll make it back though.
Yeah, but it is set aside. So now we have the hard choice of having to decide.
It was really tough. They were beautiful, beautiful presentation. Yeah, the flowers, the strawberries, the white chocolate, the drizzle of the salted caramel over the salted caramel cupcakes. They were just really outstanding presentations.
It was absolutely delicious. But we were both quite unanimous in the choice of
the lemon meringue cupcakes. So
because
well done.
The burst of that lemon meringue curd was just delicious. So tangy. It was perfect. And the balance with the cupcake was interesting other than
very
a pie.
Nice, beautiful, spongy kind of texture. Yep. Outstanding.
So there you have it. The lemon meringue cupcakes were the winner. But really, it was so hard to choose. They're all winners.
They were all winners. So
well massive, done. Massive round of applause. Ladies, amazing job. And, of course, Rebecca, you've won yourself the KitchenAid. KitchenAid. What am I saying? KitchenAid.
We have to clean up now, but...
That's what I've got on my mind, cleaning up our fingers with all of the yummy, yummy desserts on them. Yes, so congratulations. And you other ladies have won the $50 to spend at Harvey Norman. So thank you, Harvey Norman Mandurah.
You're welcome. And thank you, KitchenAid, for the mixer.
KitchenAid. Yeah. There you go.
And Ali.
Get one now for Christmas.
Hot chocolate, everyone's a winner, but of course there can be only one winner as Ali returns from Harvey Norman Mandurah after judging the Wave's first ever Christmas Bake Off.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. So Hayley and I obviously had the hard choice of choosing a winner. In my mind, they were all winners because they were all nice for different reasons. The Choc Strawberry Delight, I would invite you to try some right now. Nicole made this. Now this is a cashew nut base and then the avocado is inside the ice cream. How amazing is it? It's drizzled with white chocolate, there's strawberries on the top and then edible flowers. You can eat those flowers.
Oh, that's delicious.
Isn't that amazing? It's a really nice light dish as well, so it's kind of like a bit of an ice cream kind of,
like
of
good,
dish.
Good summery dish.
It is a beautiful summery dish. So, Nicole, that was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well done, Nicole. That's
Gunners
amazing.
Is scoffing it right now. And then Rochelle, she made the salted caramel cupcakes, salted caramel chocolate cupcakes.
Oh, how decadent.
And she only brought three in, so you got one and everyone was rather jealous about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. This was a really nice combination because the icing, the chocolate butter icing, sitting on top the chocolate cupcake and then the burst of the salted caramel inside, which and then it was drizzled with the salted caramel all over the icing as well. Oh, Gunners is actually drooling over there.
That is actually very good.
Rochelle did a fantastic job. These would make nice Christmas presents, I think.
Look, it's gooey on the inside.
That's right. The salted chocolate
Oh, man.
Is in the inside. And if you heat that up, imagine it being all warm and gooey.
Oh, that's
running
gorgeous.
Out. Yes, gorgeous. But Hayley and I both decided that Rebecca, the lemon meringue cupcake, she was up at 5 this morning. They were fresh. I mean, they were all fresh made this morning. But, you know, you've got to fire the top because the meringue part
of
gets
course.
Glazed.
With one of those burny things.
Yeah, and like the base is the cupcake. So it's just the sponge cupcake, but it was really light. And then it was filled with the burst of amazing tangy curd.
Oh, yeah.
How tangy is that lemon curd?
That's amazing.
And then the fluffy, fluffy lemon meringue on the top. It was just a beautiful combination.
Oh,
and
they're all so good.
That's right. I know. So see how hard it was for us, and we had to make the choice on the spot. But the lemon meringue cupcakes just pipped it over. I think it was a zing of that curd. It was just super zingy and lovely.
Well, they're amazing, girls. Absolutely,
I know, absolutely amazing. And thank you so much to Harvey Norman Mandurah for putting on the amazing prize. It was fantastic. Rebecca was very happy about winning that.
What's it called, Ali?
It's called the KitchenAid. And it's a mixer, and you can get them now. And they come in a variety of colours, but Rebecca won the one in Empire Red.
Well done, Rebecca, and well done to everyone.
Look at you smacking your chops.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. They're delicious. They are absolutely amazing.
Rebecca gave me I think there was 12 lemon meringue cupcakes, and when I came back, I was like Santa Claus going around the office, and everyone was like, yep, I have one, I have
They're
one.
Gone.
So as we're speaking, everyone's scoffing the lemon meringue cupcakes. everyone keeps going, the curd.
Let's do this again next year. I reckon.
I reckon everyone should just send the dishes in, and we'll just keep sampling them for 2 weeks.
How about 52 weeks?
Oh, gosh.
Let's give away those tickets to Spirit of the Dance, 91.7 The Wave. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Helen.
Hi, Helen. Would you love to go along to Spirit of the Dance thanks to Mel and Yvette?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we've just made you Christmas because you've won the tickets.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That's so cool.
Now, is this something you're likely to keep for yourself or give away for Christmas?
No, I'm keeping this one.
Yep, it's a Merry Christmas present to you, I think, Helen.
Thank you so much, 91.7.
Speaking of yummy, Rowie's going to be giving away 5 kilos of Christmas prawns in his show today. He's
really?
Got 5 boxes of them, so there's going to be a few winners. Throw shrimp on the barbie this Christmas, 5 kilos of them. You can get them cooked or raw, your choice, from the fish market in Rockingham. They've got a special on at the moment as well. If you want some prawns for Christmas, these are Exmouth prawns, so these ones are Ooh. Big buggers. $99 on special, so saving of about, if there were $125, that's saving of $26.
Nice
for
one.
Your Christmas prawns. If you want to get them, they're up at the Rockingham Shopping Centre, Fresh Food Mall near Coles, the Coles End. So if you want to grab yourself a nice 5 kilo box of Exmouth Endeavour prawns for $99.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it is. And the family love the prawns. Brandon's like, can you get me a box, my husband? I'm like, I think that they're going to go quite quickly.
I
we might have to make a trip out to the fish market in Rockingham and grab ourselves a box ourselves.
Speaking about going, you're on holidays.
I am indeed. I'm off 2 weeks. Christmas holidays for me.
Lucky you.
I do have a shift on Sunday, but after that,
you're away, yeah. Skis.
But this is our last duo gig that's going on.
Well, happy Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Happy New Year, because I won't see you until next year.
That's right, happy new decade.
Happy new decade,
what
indeed.
What is going on? And enjoy your time with Lou, and I'll see you, I think, the 6th of January.
Enjoy your holidays.
I will, bye-bye. I'm already gone. See ya. Catch you later.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 91.7thewave.com.au.